Thanks, Greg. Yes, we have found Vivian Fung, the composer of Dust Devils. Brava, that was wonderful.
Thank you so much. It's such a privilege to be here.
It was so colorful and evocative. It's so wonderful to have you here. It was composed in 2011, and then I understand you revised it in 2014. So what's it like for you now, these many years later, to come and hear a performance of it?
Well, it's a great pleasure because it's such a wonderful feeling to have your work played by an orchestra with such high caliber and really detailed finesse. And I really feel like the orchestra brought out a lot of things and understood things in the piece. So I feel very pleased that my score represented my thoughts very clearly.
Well, can you talk about that? Can you talk about what you thought about when you were writing this? It has a very inviting title that everyone can relate to.
Well, I think Dust Devils was a title that I inserted at the end, but it's sort of like, it kind of evokes the idea of this sort of circling and the idea of this musical idea of, you know, circling around, and it kind of, the music kind of evokes that. And really, what I wanted to do was explore different colors in the orchestra. And so the Dust Devils kind of, there's some motos that appear and reappear, but really exploring the different combinations of instruments in the orchestra. So you'll hear a lot of different kinds of colors. Some are soft, some are more brash, some use the brass, some use the woodwinds. So it's just exploring colors in different combinations.
And with different instruments from what we might hear in a typical orchestra concert.
Yes, so I guess being a composer in the 21st century, but writing for a genre that is basically a genre from the 19th century, you have to think of ways to make the orchestra relevant. And so I feel like this is my role, as an orchestral composer, composing, you know, pieces for orchestra and also other pieces, of course, but that it has to be of our time.
And so you were born in Canada and raised in Canada, and your family is Chinese descent. And you've studied in Canada, Paris, and in New York at Juilliard. What experience led you to become a composer?
Well, I started quite young, but it was not the precocious beginning. It was really that I didn't really want to practice. And so I started improvising as a way of diverting the practice, and it became a passion. And that passion led me to that crucial moment during high school when I had to decide, and that was, it chose me almost.
And what musical instruments were you playing?
I'm a pianist, and I also play the cello for a number of years. I still play the piano, although, you know, I haven't been practicing as much, but it's still my instrument.
I've been looking over your body of work, and it's so interesting and it's so varied. Even the way you title things. In 2011, when you wrote Dust Devils, you also wrote the Yunnan folk songs and a violin concerto. What inspires you to create a piece of music, and how does it move from idea to finished piece?
A lot of times it's the original idea of it is inspired by who I'm collaborating with. So working with performers on ideas or fleshing out certain things. But the ideas can come from a whole variety of things. And I think I consider myself a humanist in that way, that I'm giving voice musically to ideas or thoughts that we would have in the everyday. And so it could be coming from a whole variety of sources. I also want to say that a lot of times I love traveling and to different places that I haven't been to before, and a lot of times traveling inspires my ideas.
So when you traveled, I guess you learn about different ideas, but also different instruments and different ways of approaching music.
Absolutely, and that I feel like that's such an important part of growing as a musician. I mean, for years I was obsessed about gamelan music, Indonesian gamelan music, because it brought me outside the sort of Western canon, the Western way of thinking of music.
Could you talk a little more about what that is?
You know, I went to Bali 3 times to really understand gamelan music, and just the idea of being a musician is very different. You know, in here we are focused on the I and the idea of being a soloist. The ego is involved, but when I was in the gamelan, a lot of times one of the highest forms of performance is actually performing as part of a temple ceremony. And it goes from dusk until dawn. And it is not thought of as a performance per se, but as an offering. So you're offering your music to the gods. And so it's thought of as a way to connect to a higher being. And I found that really quite profound and just brings music into a different level of playing and becomes spiritual.
Wow. So how has that experience informed your approach to writing a violin concerto or a piece that's in a standard form of orchestral music?
A lot of the melodies that come about are informed by that. The way that the parts interlock, called kotakan in Balinese music, informed some of my writing. I even have a piece for prepared piano called kotakan. It's called Glimpses, and one of the movements is called kotakan.
I was wondering if you thought that music is a way of expressing culture, is a way of expressing cultural traditions, but it's also perhaps a way of nudging our culture forward and exposing us to new ideas.
I use the experience of being in a new environment or experiencing a culture, and I take that and sort of internalize it and then interpret it in my own sort of way. So I don't think I am using it just as a mere quotation, but internalizing it. So I think that's the one layer separated from the actual music.
Well, coming back to Dust Devils, someone described it as an impressionistic painting, and I also was thinking about it kind of as a poem. How do you think of it now in retrospect? When you come and listen to this piece several years after you've worked on it, is it still changing in your mind, or is it living on its own?
I think it's a testament to the work I've been doing. I think it stands on its own. I mean, in rehearsal this week, working with the orchestra and with Yannick, really the ideas are strong, and I feel like I'm very proud of the work I have done.
Well, it was wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time, Vivian Fung.
Thank you very much.